Welcome to the Mastery Podcast with your host, Mark Coles. I've dedicated the last 23 years as a fitness professional to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you, so let's get started. How I fixed low self-confidence. Now, I've mentored and coached hundreds and hundreds of people over the years, and one commonality with people is I have low self-confidence. Coaches, even people that I've coached in training, saying that low self-confidence is the number one reason why you're not making progress in life. A blanket statement, labeling yourself as somebody who has low self-confidence. And I did that. I finished school and used to say to myself, I just don't know if I'm going to get anywhere. I have low self-confidence. And then I was conditioning myself to look at multiple areas of my life and say, well, I'm never going to be better at any of those because I have this thing called low self-confidence. You know, people label themselves too often. You see, I was fortunate enough when I was 21 to have a perspective shift. I was made aware that I didn't have low self-confidence as a blanket statement. I had low self-confidence in particular areas. When I look back through my life, I could see it all. When I get to the end of this video, I hope and I'm grateful that I've got this opportunity to give you that perspective shift that I had as well. You see, the first thing we need to understand is that you have high self-confidence in multiple areas of your life. When I was younger, you'd see me in sport, in exercise, with friends, with family, with high self-confidence. When you saw me at school studying, doing chemistry and biology and physics, you would see me go into my shell. When I was a coach, you would see me confident in coaching things that I knew and go into my shell in areas that I didn't know. You'd see me confident on the gym and with my friends, but you would see me very low in self-confidence around girls in social situations. It wasn't until I was 21 that I actually started to be able to look over my life and realize that low self-confidence was isolated to particular areas that, one, I didn't value highly, and two, I didn't really know a lot about. So how I overcame low self-confidence was not by labeling myself with low self-confidence, was by isolating where I had low self-confidence. And at the time when I became a personal trainer, which will relate more to you, the low self-confidence that I had was in all of the areas that I didn't know enough about. But the areas that I had high self-confidence in as a coach were the areas that I currently knew a lot about. So what did I do? What am I encouraging you to do? I'm encouraging you to write down exactly which subjects, which areas that you feel that you have low self-confidence in. I'm also going to ask you to write down which areas of your life, if I followed you for a week, I would see high self-confidence. I want you to see the polarity between the two, where you have high self-confidence. Even say to yourself, I'm going to ask my family, where do they see me having high self-confidence? And then I want you to write down which areas you have low self-confidence with. That was a turning point for me where I realized that it was subject-based. A lot of you building your online coaching businesses right now have low self-confidence in speaking on camera. A lot of you have low self-confidence with delivering sales calls. A lot of you have low self-confidence around lead generation and marketing. All of these are skills that you can learn. So what I did is after writing down all these subjects, I made a commitment. I made a commitment to find where and what had the answers. Now, it started with reading books. It then went on to doing online courses. It then went on to attending events. It then went on to hiring mentors. It also went on to attending events and following up with friendships and spending time around people that had high self-confidence in the areas that I was struggling with. With each area, I gave myself a specific goal to improve on. I was low in self-confidence with areas such as biomechanics. And I lowered my expectations and went, well, right now, what do I know about movement and exercise? And how can I use what I currently know to help the people that I'm with, but not overwhelm myself by being frustrated that I don't know things right now? I stayed in my lane. With all my content that I've ever produced on my YouTube channel, in blogs that I would write about things that I knew about, not that I didn't. You'd sit so many times and write articles or try and come up with reels about subjects that you don't know anything about. So the feedback you get to remind you that you're not being authentic to you is low self-confidence. Yet if I sat down with you and asked you to teach subjects that you know well, and it may not be many, you would be full of self-confidence. So what I did was then track my progress, okay? So I want to learn this particular subject. One of the reasons why you have tests or you test yourself, one of the things I did to test myself was teach back to my clients what I was learning. It filled me with confidence. And then when I was learning it and I became more confident in that subject, I would then share it within my social media platforms, specific and what was relevant to my clients. I would share it with my clients. I would create education within my platforms, whether it's education for our in-house clients, whether it was for content, say, for example, on my YouTube. I would track the progress with each area. How did I track my progress? At the time of coaching, it was with results. So whatever I was learning, I was applying on my clients, and I was looking at the quality and consistency of the results. I was looking at the quality and consistency of the clients that I've taken on board. I was looking at the quality of the actual clients that were coming into my world. You see, one of the reasons we have low self-confidence is because we don't see any progress. I became obsessed with progress. I would look at what is not at the level which I think it could be just now, and I wanted to go up 5%. What would 5% increase in my results look like? Another 1-2% body fat with somebody? The client staying with me beyond 3-6 months? All of these measures gave me feedback that I was improving. Becoming obsessed with progress, you know, with the business coaching that we do today, I make no apology to how much I push our clients. And the reason I don't make any apology is because confidence is built off progress. If there is no evidence of progress in your world, your feedback of low self-confidence is to remind you to push forward. So I became obsessed with understanding exactly the areas that I had low self-confidence, but helped myself by acknowledging the areas that I do have self-confidence. I wrote down the exact subjects that I was struggling with, and I found resources, books, courses, or people who could teach me, and I paid my way into having somebody fill the gaps. Now, when you actually look and realize that whatever you invest in at the time, whether it's a book, whether or not it's a course, brings with it an increase in self-confidence, you become obsessive about learning. When you become obsessive about learning, you're on a fast-track way to fill your confidence. And then you need to look back and say, wow, I've done that in such a short space of time. I'm now going to rinse and repeat. So I would go biomechanics, low in self-confidence, course, how do I feel? Scale of 1-10, 2 in confidence. How do I feel now? 7 in confidence, great. Nutrition, client psychology, female physiology. Even when it came to things like copywriting and sales. You see, I truly do believe as a professional coach and somebody that's building a business, until you're at the level where you are really scaling, you have an incredible team and you're in a position to just buy the areas that you're less skilled at, I feel that every coach needs to understand everything within their coaching practice. Nutrition, sleep, digestion, stress, biomechanics, movement, human behavior. I believe as a coach, you need to know digital marketing. You need to know copywriting, sales, leadership, service delivery. I believe you need to know all that. Now, when you actually start to realize that there are multiple things you need to learn and multiple things that you're not confident in, the journey of self-improvement and self-discovery begins. And with every course and with every bit of progress and with every bit of growth, I completely transformed. I sit here as a very confident business owner. I sit here as a very confident person. But remember this, I sit here still with low self-confidence in the areas that I don't know enough about, in the areas that I'm least skilled about. I have no understanding when it comes to cooking. I don't cook. If you put me in a kitchen and said, make a recipe, I would have a laugh and throw things around, but I would not be an accomplished, confident cook. Now, on the flip side, you put my mum in the kitchen with me, and she's straight around the kitchen. She knows everything. She knows her way around the kitchen. She would be an incredibly confident and accomplished cook. I don't have any value on cooking. I buy most of what I need or have somebody make it for me. So I don't need to be confident in those areas. So ask yourself, am I trying to be confident in areas that I don't need to be confident in? Am I low in self-confidence simply because I'm avoiding learning? Low self-confidence just tells you that you're unskilled in a particular area, because any area that you've upskilled, your confidence grows. Now, just to recap for you, understand exactly the subjects that you don't know enough about, but also acknowledge where you do have high self-confidence. Write down exactly the subjects that you need to know. Then what courses, people, books, education material do you need to invest in? Then you need to track the progress that you're making, review your progress, and then rinse and repeat. I hope, as always, this proved of value to you. If you enjoyed the episode and you're watching on YouTube, please click like and subscribe. If you're listening on iTunes and you want some help, please at any time just send me a message on Instagram. If you're watching on YouTube, make sure that you subscribe to the channel. It helps more people find the channel, which means it helps more fitness professionals and brings coaches together so you can grow in confidence and build a business that helps you to exceed your expectation and live life on your own terms. For now, take care, and I'll speak to you soon.